This episode of Coverville is brought to you by Rocket Money. To find out how you can save hundreds of dollars in 2023, keep listening to this program. Coming up on episode number 1428, it's time for another tribute episode because we lost another great musician. I don't like the reason for doing these episodes, but I do like doing them as tributes to musicians we've lost. We lost Jeff Beck yesterday, and so we're gonna just jump right to the opening music because it's a tribute to the great legendary rock god guitarist Jeff Beck. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo, come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville. This is a shaky voice there. Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday afternoon. It is Thursday, January 12th, 2021. My name is Brian Emmett. Welcome to another edition of the show, a tribute edition of Coverville today as we pay tribute to legendary rock guitarist. To call him a legendary rock guitarist doesn't even do him credit. The guy was just so amazingly talented at what he did, and you'll hear a lot of what he did on the show today. There's a lot of covers by Jeff Beck. A few covers of Jeff Beck, but a lot of covers by him, and so you're going to get to hear that guitar virtuoso. He could make a guitar talk. He could make it sing. He could make it do whatever he wanted to. He was also a member of Beck, Bogart, and Appice, as well as the Honey Drippers. But probably when you're thinking about groups that Jeff Beck was a member of before he went solo, the biggest one that comes to mind is the Yardbirds. And we're going to start off with covers, a couple covers of the Yardbirds. This one by fellow guitarist Jimmy Page, joined by the Black Crows, recorded live at the Greek in 2000. Here is Shapes of Things.
I'm not afraid to But if the river was a whiskey, now was a diving dove. If the river was a whiskey, now was a diving dove. Well, I would dive to the bottom. I'd swear I'd never come up.
great cover right there from Jeff Beck. That's a cover of She's a Woman, of course, originally done by the Beatles. You'll find that on Jeff's 1976 album, Blow by Blow. And there's a perfect example of him, you know, all right, he's using a talk box for a little bit of it, but still, he can make that guitar sing and talk and do whatever he wants, even without a talk box. Before that, you heard Rollin' and Tumblin', originally by Hambone Willie Newberry, also very famously by Muddy Waters, covered there by Jeff Beck with Imogen Heap on vocals from an album called You Had It Coming, which finds Jeff teaming up with a lot of different musicians. It came out in 2001. Jenny Wolfe and the Pack gave us that cover of The Yardbirds' For Your Love. Love their take on it, and it's very, speaking of the Beatles, it's got a kind of a Beatles feel to it, which I think is great. The Rockettes, before that, with a cover of Heart Full of Soul, giving it kind of a new wave feel to it, which is unusual for that track. Secret Hearts is the name of the album you'll find that on, came out in 2018. And then Jimmy Page joining the Black Crowes for a cover of the Yardbirds' Shapes of Things, a live version recorded live at the Greek in 2000, Jimmy Page and the Black Crowes. Awesome stuff. Just a taste of what's to come. But before we get to that, I got to tell you about our sponsor for this episode. And that sponsor is Rocket Money. Look, it's 2023. It's a brand new year. It's time for you to finally get to those resolutions that you set a couple weeks ago when you said, hey, it's a brand new year. I'm going to stop paying for things I'm not using. I'm going to save money. This is one of those things that it can actually make money for you, right? Not just save you money, but make money, because you're getting a lot of that money back that you were spending month after month on subscriptions that you kind of forgot you were paying for. Things like streaming services, other kinds of like web services and discounts and things like that you just maybe you're not using. Maybe travel discounts. Maybe you're paying for something that you're not doing any traveling, so what's the point of any of those things? Any of those things that you're spending money on, you can save money by using Rocket Money to help identify them. Now, they used to be known as Truebill. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. Here's some cool things that it does for you. Not only, touching on the fact that it helps you cancel your unwanted subscriptions. I can't stress that enough. It makes it so easy not just to identify these subscriptions that you're paying for, but also make it really, really easy to just link right to where you can cancel it. Super, super helpful. And not to mention the fact that they help you lower your bills. They find things you're paying for that maybe you can't get rid of, but they can certainly help negotiate a better price. Always a big help. And they even let you know about things that with your spending that you might not know about. You might be surprised to find out that a subscription, something that you're paying for, just went up a couple bucks. They let you know that. They say, hey, one of your subscriptions has changed. How do you feel about that? And I feel like canceling is what I feel like. What I want you to do is I want you to try it. Try it today. It's a great, great way to hit that New Year's resolution of spending less of your hard-earned money on things you're just not using. Stop throwing your money away. Cancel unwanted subscriptions and manage your expenses the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/Coverville. That's rocketmoney.com/Coverville. One more time, everybody. That is rocketmoney.com/Coverville. And we thank Rocket Money for their support of the show and for their great product. This is something that I used even before they became a sponsor. So I was really happy to see Rocket Money sign up for sponsorship. Let's get back to the music. If you've seen Licorice Pizza, and if you haven't, you need to, because it's excellent. Great Paul Thomas Anderson movie that just came out last year, nominated for an Oscar. Actually, did it come out in 2021? Might have come out in 2021, but it was in the 2022 Oscars. But you heard the original version of this song, a song that was Donovan, but he's joined on the original by Jeff Beck. It's a song called Baraba Jagal. Say that with me, Baraba Jagal. Also known as Goo Goo Baraba Jagal. This is a cover of that song by Folk Jensen from the 2003 single of the same name. Here is, one more time, Baraba Jagal.
charging. We'll be right back.
cry me a river. I cried a river over you. Now you say you're sorry, but just to prove it's true, well, you can cry me a river. Cry me a river. I cried a river over you. You drove me, nearly drove me out of my head, while you never shed a tear. Remember, I remember all that you said. Told me love was too plebeian. Told me you were through with me. And now you say you love me just to prove you do. Come on and cry.
got a woman way over town. She's good to me. Oh yeah. Well, I got a woman way over town. She's good to me. Oh yeah. She's my wife and me. Oh, she's a kind of old friend to me. Yeah, I got a woman way over town.
Honey Drippers there, Robert Plant and Jimmy Page, Jeff Beck. Let's see, who else? Paul Schaefer, Nile Rodgers, Brian Setzer on a couple of tracks. Yeah, Honey Drippers, just incredible, you know, post-Zeppelin project for Robert Plant that had a whole bunch of great musicians that participated, at least on Volume 1, on their first album. And most people... Not all people, not you listening, but most people only seem to remember them for that cover of Sea of Love by Phil Phillips, unfortunately. I Got a Woman, cover of Ray Charles, was on that first album, re-released on Nine Lives, which is a great collection, a Robert Plant collection of Zeppelin stuff, solo stuff, Honey Drippers. I think some of his Alison Krauss stuff might be on there as well, but a really, really cool box set, Nine Lives. By Robert Plant. Over the Rainbow, Jeff Beck right there from an album called Emotion and Commotion, a cover, of course, of the song from Wizard of Oz, sung by Judy Garland. Jeff Beck again, this time being joined by Imelda May for an album called Rock and Roll Party. It was another one of these albums that, in this case, it was a tribute to Les Paul, guitar creator Les Paul. And for each track, he's joined by a different singer, a different vocalist. So it's another one of those, like that one I played earlier. Cry Me a River featuring Imelda May from Rock and Roll Party, originally done by Julie Lund. You'll find that album released in 2010. Niacin, before that, I'm never going to remember this guy's name, but he was a guitarist with Mr. Big and with... David Lee Roth's band, the Winery Dogs. William Sheehan was in Niacin. He was also in UFO. Worked with Terry Bozzio from Missing Persons and Anyway, incredible bass guitarist, one of the greatest bass guitarists of all time. And that's saying, you know, that's something, a talent that doesn't often get recognized. So Billy Sheehan, they're joining, well, the trio for Niacin. And then Baraba Jagal, also known as Gugu Baraba Jagal, folk Jansen from a single that they released in 2003. Let's get to an all Jeff Beck final set, because I, like I said, I had so many Jeff Beck covers that I wanted to get to that it was way better to do it this way than try and intersperse a bunch of Yardbirds covers and things like that. But let's just celebrate the music of Jeff Beck fully here. This is a collaboration he did with Seal. He did a couple of these throughout the years, his guitar work and Seal's excellent vocals. This is a cover of Jimi Hendrix's Manic Depression from the album Stone Free, a tribute to Jimi Hendrix, came out in 1993. Here is Manic Depression.
Manic Depression is touching my soul. Tell you how I feel.
Well, then she starts rocking with it. time, you dress so fine. You even threw the bums a dime in your prime. Didn't you? Hell, I people call and say, beware, darling, you're bound to fall. But you thought they were wrong. You know that you only ever used to get juice and egg. Well, now nobody ever taught you how to live on the street, and now you find that you're gonna have to get used to it. Oh, but you said that you never compromise. Drinking, thinking that they've got it made.
So good, and such a great way to close out this episode. Sleepwalk, covered there by Jeff Beck. That one for the soundtrack to Porky's Revenge from 1985. Of course, originally done by Santo and Johnny. And every time I hear it, I think of the beginning of La Bamba with Richie Valens. Anyway, there you go. Sleepwalk, Jeff Beck. Before that, Bob Dylan's Like a Rolling Stone, covered by Jeff Beck. And, once again, Seal. That one for a tribute to Bob Dylan called Chimes of Freedom. Came out in 2012. Huge, huge box or a CD set. If you get the right one, there's like, 30 songs or 25 songs or something ridiculous on it. Chimes of Freedom, the music of Bob Dylan. Jeff Beck before that doing Hound Dog. I mean, I guess Jeff Beck is doing all these, so why say it every time? Hound Dog, originally by Big Mama Thornton, but of course popularized very famously by Elvis Presley. That version comes from the soundtrack to Honeymoon in Vegas from 1992. Jeff Beck and the Big Town Playboys with a cover of Crazy Legs. That's from an album called Crazy Legs. Came out in 1993 and for the most part was a tribute to the music of Gene Vincent. A bunch of covers of Gene Vincent songs done by Jeff Beck and the Big Town Playboys, with a couple exceptions, songs that weren't originally by Gene Vincent, but were done by Gene Vincent as guitarist. And Seal and Jeff Beck at the top of the set covering Jimi Hendrix's Manic Depression, that one from a tribute to Jimi Hendrix called Stone Free. It came out in 1993, and probably in some sort of weird way responsible for there being a Coverville podcast. It was albums like that that I'd collect in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s that made me say, God, I have a thing. I have a thing that I like covers. What can I do with this? What kind of business model can I create? Although at the time, it was really just a hobby thing. Anyway, that's for another time talking about that. That is going to bring us to the end of this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back next week with another one of these. It might be the Donald Fagen episode that I was planning on doing today until the passing of Jeff Beck. So maybe next week, Steely Dan, Donald Fagen covers and covered. So stick around for that. There will be a Guess the Connection. I believe there will be a Guess the Connection tomorrow. There could be a conflict. We'll find out if that's the deal. But keep your eyes open on Twitter and Patreon to find out if there's going to be a Guess the Connection. Other than that, I hope you guys have a great weekend. Take care of yourselves. And we'll be back with another episode of this next week. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CACHEFLY, cashfly.com.